With Cap Radio News, I'm Devin Yamanaka. Pro-Palestinian protests at Cal Poly Humboldt came to a head early this morning. The university says 31 people were arrested after protesters who've occupied campus buildings since early last week defied orders to disperse by last Friday. Kiana Znika is the manager for KRFH, the student-run radio station at Cal Poly Humboldt. She told Insight's Vicky Gonzalez today she and other students arrived on campus around 10 last night to report on what was happening and heard alerts from campus police that they had 15 minutes to disperse. Those alerts were repeated throughout the night.
When they finally did come out at 2:45, it was really shocking. There was a massive group of them, and it was just like a wave, and they seemed to come from Founders Hall right there in the quad. And that's when students started like coming down and putting down the barricades, I guess, just to make a safe exit for those who did want to go to the library circle.
Eureka Times Standard reporter Sage Alexander says that as of this morning, the barricades constructed over the last week had been removed and a lot of the tents were gone. Cal Poly Humboldt administrators declined to comment on Insight. The Sacramento City Council today could decide whether to change the name of a park in Old Sacramento. The Center for Sacramento History requested the name change from Pioneer Park to Mary Gregory Park. The small park is located on J Street between Front and Second Streets. Gregory is described as an early Sacramento businesswoman who owned the land where the park sits. A city staff report says the contributions by Gregory and other women in establishing Sacramento have generally been overlooked by the historic record of the Gold Rush. It says in renaming the park for Gregory, the city is taking an important step in recognizing the contributions of women in the economic, social, and political development of the area. A federal program that has helped millions of Californians afford internet expires today. CalMatters tech reporter Kari Johnson has more on the end of the Affordable Connectivity Program and the Californians most likely to be affected.
Since 2021, the Affordable Connectivity Program has given California participants between $30 and $75 a month to put toward their internet bill. That makes a big dent in a state where the average cost of home internet is $83 a month, according to a 2023 California Department of Technology survey. Alfredo Camacho lives in the small central coast town of Guadalupe with his three daughters.
Being a single father, $30 goes a long way.
He says he's been able to put the savings toward essentials like groceries instead. Camacho needs Wi-Fi so he can look for jobs and his three girls can do their homework. Now he's not sure he'll be able to afford it without a subsidy. The digital divide is biggest for Latino households, people who live in rural areas, and low-income households, according to the Department of Technology survey. Roughly 3 million Californians depend on the program, which is set to end because Congress didn't renew funding for it.
That's CalMatters' Kari Johnson. You can find more news at capradio.org.
Support for Cap Radio's regional news comes from Western Health Advantage, a local company providing flexible health plans to address the needs of businesses and individuals, available through employers and Covered California. Information at westernhealth.com.